Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Downey and board members. I'd like to talk about a couple of things tonight. This Monday is going to be the 25th of the ADA. You're all aware of that. One of the things that we're very aware of, the ADA is the minimum standard. We are delighted to thank you all and staff for going above the most. Very little complaints about not being go above. The other good news is at our last meeting, we're told that over spring transit is about to open. And we're looking forward to visiting that later in the month. As long as I'm looking forward to personally, but I can now get back on to public transportation to go to my FDA meeting. The other thing that we did at this month's meeting is we had a discussion of fair media policy, the elimination of paper fare cards, and we did have an extensive discussion of how that might affect people with disabilities and some suggestions that how we might have participated on that to affect additional riders on retroactive. So that was a very good session we had. The other thing that has been moving forward is the bus stop accessibility program. We're updated on that, and the Metro is effectively spending down grant funds to two bus stops. Three bus stops were recently in fact, Montgomery County inaugurated one this afternoon. An additional 20 bus stops being reviewed for improvement made in Metro. One of the things that slowed down that bus stop is the fact that bus stops are all on a property. And one of the slowdowns is getting zoning improvement to go forward from different jurisdictions, as well as private property as far as OT. One of the things our committee has been doing, due to a very wise point of the board, members of our committee on local jurisdiction advisory board. So while we talk about it at our committee, we then send them out to talk to at the local jurisdiction. So hopefully that just has an impact on getting more of the bus move forward. We also had a preview on metro access sustainability. We'll be receiving the full report next month. We're very positive on it. I had a discussion with Kent because all of you are worried about demographics. We're all getting older. And I pointed out to him, because of all the medical input, great training, preventive maintenance that we've done, 70 is the new 50. The research that's being done with the Department of Veterans Affairs, the federal government, and all the medical research people have become more mobile than these. Last week, we saw the headlines on new artificial plot. And so while things are looking bad demographically, much better. And the sustainability program is good, not just depending on that, but all of the pilot programs. And again, making standard bus rail available for those of us that are in the that's moving forward. That's great. With the accessibility of the other recommendations that we had, we have two new members of our committee that are deaf. And one of the things that we discussed at the station, and one of the suggestions was low-tech suggestion that we brought to this group, and we're very positive about it, is some of the other areas like Boston use whiteboards so that when there is an event that takes place, station managers just take the whiteboard out with magic marker that writes on it, go down first. It's also a mechanism of communication so that that whiteboard is put outside and the individual is communicating right into the So that's one of the positives that came out of this month. I think that's the other thing that I'd like to point out, I won't take any more time or late today, is what we've accomplished in the past year. We received our monthly report for about the major that our committee has done cooperation with the report. If I look at it, particularly the new members that aren't aware of our system. With Bolger, a working group requested that we set up between the AAC and RAC to work on wheelchair accessibility on the bus. And we had been waiting for the new rulemaking. We finished up our second meeting group. We have a draft proposal now circulating between AAC and RAC to clean up, and we hope we'll have a problem. We think very good ideas. We work with Aristotle, but also awareness possible, like labeling the one that announcing buses that are easier to do. So we'll be getting.
Thank you, Mr. Posner. Any questions? If not, thank you for the report. Thank you for the summary of the 10 things you've done this year. I would certainly bring that to everyone's attention, to the public's attention, as we think about the 25th anniversary of ADA and all that that's brought about. It still tells us there's more work to be done, but we appreciate your help in getting much of that behind us. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good August. See you.
Writers Advisory Council, Mr. Bob Fogel is here in lieu of Ms. Hermanson. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the WMATA Board. My name is Bob Fogel, Vice Chair of RAC from Montgomery County. Today, Chairwoman Hermanson is out of town. I'm going to cover three items that the advisory council is working on. First is customer feedback. Lynn Bowerstock of the WMATA staff brought Jason Minster to our July 1st meeting to tell us about the customer community initiative that they hope to launch in September. RAC members expressed their enthusiastic support with WMATA's proposal to supplement its suite of customer feedback. RAC looks forward to participating in both, at least in one of the proposed panels, the hearing feedback will be. Second topic is rail service. James Hughes of the Metro staff also attended our July 1st meeting to provide us with advance notice, the newest proposal for rail service, including an 8-minute head. He answered many questions from us, and we provided strong support conducting public outreach this new. Our own reaction to the proposal itself is not negative, but the majority of the riders would not likely welcome any additional speakers. We acknowledge the communication the public needs to be crafted very carefully so that riders could have a reasonable expectation of overall impact, not simply rush to judgment based on headway. Blue line riders could be pleased more equity in wait time. Of even a little more crowded. Third item is our 2015 work plan. On July 9th, Chairwoman Hermanson met with the Executive Board to give an update on RAC progress toward 14 initiatives targeted for 2015. Walk through their status. I think you have in the packet. Reported our thinking so far with an indication. The executive committee provided feedback we were seeking very much. Finally, I want to report that we have very good participation of RAC members at the RAC meeting. And for we have two vacancies right now, which I understand. Finally, we like everybody else who involved. We were pleased to be invited to the evacuation drill. Know that at least 3 or 4 of them are back. This concludes my report. I'd be happy to answer
any questions. Any questions for Mr. Fogel? And in the report, you do have the status outcomes of what's been accomplished this year and what's expected to be done in the next year. We certainly appreciate the work that the RAC puts in helping us guide the future of Metro. Any questions? Yes.
I'm new. Thank you. Just from a process standpoint, I attended your meeting and got a chance to listen and hear sort of what was said. And I'm not 100% the summary that you provided. There was a little bit more discussion, I feel, about the rail, the proposed rail plan. How do you, from a process standpoint, and I mean that in the way of it was a pretty vigorous questions about that wait time, things of that nature. How do you, from a process standpoint, craft this report, after the meeting, but is it prior to the group has had a chance to review? Or is that, can you just share with me how that goes about so that there is some consensus from the group about the report that comes to the board?
I thought on this is not really a full report. This is our reaction to a brief body. I think the most important outcome that briefing we think that will not be very, very brief enough to get a great deal. We hope that we will have an additional role in rolling that out, making sure that the public comment here is thorough, gets everything simple. But I don't think we certainly don't have a final reaction. By extruded as that, or it is.
No, I didn't mean to, and yeah, I don't think that you did, but I also just wanted to make sure that didn't occur. I was asking also, again, just from a process standpoint, and some of it's just logistics, is that your body meets, and then you have to come and report. Obviously, you're providing a report to the board. Is there a mechanism for the members of the RAC to get a chance to see, have they seen what is being presented as prior to it coming here, is what I'm asking. So that you get some input from the members about what they're perhaps, in other words, like, you know, you receive the minutes, you sort of, you know, folks have come to some kind of a consensus.
No, I don't. I think this report is a summary of the chairperson's view. A number of them. Some people comment, some don't. We are not sick. Very often.
Any other questions for Mr. Fogel? Thank you very much for being here today. We will see you in September for Ms. Hermanson. I know we have a very full agenda today, both for this meeting and as we move on to an executive session. So I'll keep my remarks brief. First, I'd like to take the opportunity to honor two very special Metro employees through the salute to service portion of our board meeting. Today, as part of that program, the board and Metro leadership are recognizing employees who have been with the authority for 45 and 40 years, respectively, this month. Before we get to the presentation and picture taking, let me say a few words about each. Arthur Kelly, I'd like Mr. Kelly to stand. Mr. Kelly has been with Metro longer than there has been a Metro. He began his career as a bus mechanic for DC Transit and then was transferred along with the entire operation to Metro, became an AA mechanic in bus maintenance. His work over the years has included heavy overhaul, HVAC work, and the machine shop. And now I'd like to recognize Mr. McKenzie. Mr. McKenzie, stand. Mr. McKenzie, who has worked for Metro for 40 years, began his career as a communications technician in systems maintenance before advancing to AA mechanic, lead mechanic, and instructor. Since 1981, when he was promoted to shift supervisor and supervisor, serving repeatedly as an area manager in the Rail Systems Maintenance Communications Department, where he is today. Mr. McKenzie's performance was recognized in 2005, receiving the Carmen Turner Memorial Award for Extraordinary Achievement. The board is grateful to both of you for your decades of outstanding, exemplary, and steadfast service to our customers and your fellow employees. I'd like to ask each of you to join me along with Mr. Requa in the center of the room for a presentation and a photograph. Next, I would like to welcome our new board member, Malcolm Augustine. Welcome to the Board of Directors as the new alternate director from Prince George's County, representing Maryland. He's filling the seat vacated by Mrs. Hampshire Cowan, and in our September meeting, we'll recognize her lengthy and helpful service to the board. With over 20 years of experience, Mr. Augustine is a seasoned multi-channel marketing, sales, analytics, and customer relations executive in the direct marketing sector with specialties in higher education, nonprofit, and healthcare. We look forward to him bringing a lot of those skills to a part of our business that could warrant improvement. At Inframail Network, Malcolm manages customer relationships and nurtures new prospects within the higher education sector for many of the largest direct marketers in the United States. We look forward to working with you. Having your leadership as part of this board, you would step to the center of the room. We will formally swear you in.
Thank you. Would you mind by? Please repeat after me. Put up your right hand. I, Malcolm Augustine, do hereby solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland and support the Constitution and laws thereof, and that I will, to the best of my skill and judgment, diligently and faithfully, without partiality or prejudice, impartiality, execute the office of alternate director of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, according to the Constitution and laws of this state.
Now that Mr. Augustine has been sworn in, we want to put him to work. I'd like to move to amend the board's procedures to add Mr. Augustine to the Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee. He will automatically be a member of Finance and Administration, since that's a committee of the whole. May I have a second?
Second.
All in favor of assigning Malcolm to the Planning Committee?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No? Thank you. Finally, we also have two appointments to the Writers Advisory Council to fill midterm vacancies. An at-large seat vacated by D.C. member Ben Chu, and a Montgomery County seat vacated by Catherine Cordham. Because these vacancies occurred outside of the normal recruitment period, staff reviewed applications that had been received during the previous 2 years to select candidates to interview. On the basis of those interviews, staff has recommended the following two individuals to fill these vacancies: Clarence Flanders, fill the at-large seat, and James Zepp to fill the Montgomery County seat. And I would move approval for the appointment of these two individuals to fill the current RAC vacancies. I have a second. Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No? Thank you. This concludes my remarks, and I will turn it over to the General Manager and CEO, Mr. Requa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the board. Mr. Chairman, I'll take your lead in trying to cut my comments down. I would first like to again thank Mr. Kelly and Mr. McKenzie for joining us and congratulating them on achieving over 40 years of service with Metro. I thank you both for your hard work and dedication service to our riders. Earlier this week, I joined Metro Chief Transit Police Chief Ron Pavlik and Prince George's County Fire Chief Mark Brashear at the Carmen Turner facility, where we announced the new full-time position, the Metro's Rail Operations Control Center, designed to enhance communications and collaboration between Metro and the regional fire and rescue departments. We heard more about that earlier this morning. And in the press conference that we had, we showed a two-minute video as showing how the liaison person is going to work with our ROCC. I'll suggest that we were going to show that video today. I think you have a copy of it, but we'd like to show it maybe in the September Safety Committee meeting. This is the latest in a number of steps that Metro has taken since January 12th to improve coordination with first responders and provide increased opportunities for training. Looking ahead, in a few months, Metro is preparing for the event surrounding Pope Francis's visit to the district in late September. This visit has been declared a national special security event, which means that Metro will coordinate with our jurisdictional partners, law enforcement agencies, particularly the Secret Service and the Archdiocese of Washington, to prepare for the thousands of visitors and residents who will want to be part of the historic event. And we will start, or we are starting our preparations now, and as we do for any other large event, and we will update the board as these preparations continue. Finally, we're seeking the board's authorization today to move forward with public comments on potential Metro bus service changes. Our planning department has worked with the public and the jurisdictions to develop proposals on 81 service changes throughout the District of Maryland and Virginia, as well as the elimination of the 5A Metro bus service to the Dulles Airport. This is the sixth in our cycle of bringing these types of recommendations to the board that are budget neutral, that has shown improvements over the years, and we look forward to your approval of that later in this meeting. Finally, I'd like to have an employee spotlight ourselves. For this month's employee spotlight, we're recognizing station manager Tablik Mohammed. Mr. Mohammed was on duty at Bethesda Station on Tuesday, June 23rd at approximately 9:30 in the morning when he was notified by customers that a woman on the platform below was threatening to throw herself in front of a train. After contacting Metro Transit Police, Mr. Mohammed immediately went to the platform to speak to the individual. When she made it clear her intent was to throw herself in front of the next train, Mr. Mohammed quickly positioned himself between the woman and the platform's edge. She yelled at him and moved and walked up and down the platform to find an opening. But Mr. Mohammed refused to move from his position between her and the track bed, and he continued to engage her in conversation. Metro Transit Police soon arrived on the scene to escort the woman away from the platform, and she was later taken to the hospital for evaluation. Due to station manager Mohammed's action, she was not injured, and a tragedy was avoided. Sadly, these types of occurrences happen all too frequently in the Metro Rail system, but I'm incredibly thankful for dedicated and caring employees like Mr. Mohammed, who helped to prevent the loss of life. Mr. Mohammed, please come forward and join me and the chairman for a photo. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Requa. And I will turn the microphone over to Ms. Tregoning for the report from the Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The following actions were referred to the Board at the July 9, 2015 meeting of the Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee. The first item is the approval of the sale of Brooklyn vacant parcels. Staff sought approval for the sale of vacant excess parcels south of the Brookland station. That Brookland area has seen significant development activity in recent years, beginning with a small area plan done for that area in conjunction with the WMATA, including Metro's own joint development project at the Brooklyn station. As a result of the strong market, Metro received several very competitive bids for two vacant parcels at 9th and Kearney and 9th and Lawrence Streets. Staff recommended sale of the parcels to the winning bidder for each parcel. I'd like to move approval of the sale of these parcels. Is there a second? Any discussion? Certainly.
Madam Chair, I'd just like to enter a colloquy with you concerning the sale of this parcel vis-a-vis what I've been informed within the next 6 months that staff, along with the staff from Union Station, will be proposing improvements for circulation at Union Station, particularly on First Street, and that the proceeds from this sale, which is $2.1 and change million dollars, which I know goes into the capital account, as I understand it, versus the TIF account, just a quick clarification that when the Union Station proposals are ready to come before the board, we can have a conversation about how we will amend our capital program to ensure that we can get phase one of the Union Station projects underway.
So that discussion would occur when the budget.
Correct.
Thank you.
And no objection from Mr. Onoski about this? It's not an action, I understand, but right. I don't think there's a provision to explicitly reserve money in the capital.
Right.
Understood.
So this will be brought up in conjunction with capital budget, not dependent on this action. So it's moved and seconded on the sale of the parcels.
All in favor? Yes. It's already moved and
seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries.
The second item is the approval of the Navy Yard Chiller Joint Development Agreement. Here, staff sought approval for the execution of a purchase and sale agreement for redevelopment of the Navy Yard Chiller Plant Site Joint Development. I'd like to note that Mr. Yule recused himself from this discussion at the committee meeting. Staff has negotiated a sale and purchase agreement with the team of MRP Realty and Cass Riegler for the development of the 14,000 square foot Navy Yard chiller plant site at Half and L Street Southeast. The chillers which serve the Navy Yard and waterfront stations will be relocated on site in a residential multi-story building with ground floor retail. The building will also have 500 square feet of office for Metro employees and 5 parking spaces for employees and utilities vehicles that will be servicing the chiller plant. The additional new residents and ground floor retail will help activate street life, making the area safer. The project is mixed use, including 126 residential units and 6,000 square feet of retail. The developer will pay fair market value to Metro. I'd like to move approval of this joint development agreement.
Is there a second? Any discussion? If not, all in favor? Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion is adopted.
The third item is approval of Fort Totten's term sheet. Here, staff sought approval of negotiation and execution of a non-binding term sheet with Donatelli Development for the development of a portion of Metro's land at the Fort Totten station. Toward advancing Metro's joint development program in September of 2014, Metro issued a joint development solicitation for development of the Metro-owned surface parking lot at the Fort Totten station. Donatelli Development submitted a proposal in response to the solicitation, and their proposal best met Metro's evaluation criteria. The board instructed staff to develop recommendations related to parking replacement, to identify ways to enhance the connections between the station and the surrounding community, to improve access to the station, and to develop development approaches to enhance wayfinding signage in the station area. Staff will return with these recommendations in advance of seeking board approval for the joint development agreement. I'd like to move approval at this time of the term sheet.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded.
Any discussion?
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the term sheet?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, it's adopted.
The last item is approval of a warehouse acquisition. Staff sought approval to acquire a warehouse located at 3636 Pensy Drive in Landover, Maryland, for department relocations and consolidations from leased space. Metro leases 206,000 square feet of enclosed warehouse space and 285,000 square feet of surface lots throughout the Metro service area. Staff has performed a cost-benefit analysis and determined that it's more financially sound to acquire a warehouse property to relocate the leased functions. The proposed acquisition will also accommodate the relocation of the functions currently housed in the Stone Straw facility, thereby enabling Metro to dispose of that facility and save substantial capital funds for its repair. The acquisition of 3636 Pensy Drive appears to be a financially sound investment and will result in financial and strategic benefits to Metro with a payback period calculated to be just 11 years. I'd like to move approval of this warehouse acquisition.
And is there a second? Moved and seconded. Is there further discussion? If not, all in favor of the acquisition? Signify
aye.
With an aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion is approved.
Thank you.
Let me turn it over to Ms. Hutchins for a report from the Customer Service and Operations Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the Customer Service and Operations Committee met on July 9th, and the first item for approval from the committee was the public hearing for the 2015 bus service state of good repair. The discussion ensued on the Metro bus service needs to maintain state of good repair operations and to discontinue bus service between the District of Columbia and the Dulles Airport and on fair proposals. Mr. Chairman, I would move approval that we move approval of an item with the following amendments and to add in the whereas clause of the resolution that whereas compliance with the WMATA public participation plan in time to implement any changes to the Metro bus service ultimately approved by the board requires beginning the public participation plan sooner than the 30 days after the enactment of this resolution, and that the final resolve be amended to state to begin the public participation plan timely. This resolution shall be effective immediately. In attachment A, District of Columbia section, I will add the X8 Maryland Avenue, add the 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. weekday round trip, and add the 1 p.m. Saturday and 1 p.m. Sunday round trip. Attachment A on the Virginia section would add routes 1A, 1B, 1E, 1Z, elimination of all 1E trips and route 1E designation. Add ART will provide replacement service on the neighborhood streets in the Dominion Hills. Mr. Chairman, with the amended items, I move approval of the bus service state of good repair.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? The effective immediately won't speed up the hearing process, other than it technically.
It will occur after the summer. Right. Process goes forward that we should simply have to have on the record that we move forward.
Yeah. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the second item that we heard, I'm going to ask without objection that that item be deferred and that we come back through the committee process for further discussion.
And that would afford the opportunity for further evaluation, further information, hopefully understanding of what this might occur, what the pros and cons are.
Just to clarify,
the rail service optimization piece,
and that discussion will allow us to incorporate all of the questions regarding the amount of information, data, et cetera, that would be needed to further discuss the item.
Any objection to holding this off? Hearing none, we'll hear it in September at the Customer Service Committee. Mr. Yule, on behalf of Mr. Evans, report of the Finance and Administration Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The following action was referred to the board at the July 9th meeting of the Finance and Administration Committee. Amendment to the FY 2015 capital budget. Staff is requesting approval of a capital budget amendment to transfer $14 million of existing capital budget authority to the rail car rehab project CIP 0063 in order to seek FTA reimbursement of additional eligible labor and parts costs for rail car component rehabilitation. Move approval.
Sir, second. Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Well, it's reviewed at the Finance Committee. It's an opportunity to capture some more federal money and use it in a number of very valuable ways.
Mr. Chairman, I would note that I will not voting Mr. Yule.
Thank you, ma'am.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, this motion carries. We have one consent item on the agenda having to do with the service agreement by which bus service between Pentagon and Mark Center is financed by various partners.
I move the item.
We move the item. If there are any questions, Mr. Rico or Mr. Potts could answer those.
Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, this is in my jurisdiction. This was service started as a result of the RAC 133 project and a new building there in that neighborhood, and it's the city participated in negotiating this arrangement with both WMATA and the DOD. This has been very successful and certainly has addressed a concern for the residents in the neighborhood there in terms of traffic impacts, and so we are pleased and proud that this will continue, but this is to ask that payment be directly the billings be directed to DOD moving forward in future years. So I certainly support this and encourage my colleague to do likewise.
Any other discussion? Thank the mayor for his partnership in this, and that we will keep it going forward, finding a more streamlined way to carry it out. All in favor of the consent calendar? Any opposed? Hearing none, we've finished the business. We are here now for reports. Is there a report from District of Columbia?
I don't have a formal report, but I would like to bring my colleagues up to what was put on diligent concerning the pension funds. They were posted last Friday. There's more information. I hope in the future to get back to the chairman of the Finance Committee with some further recommendations regarding that issue. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for your interest in this, and thank the management for providing the memo, and we will be talking at the September meeting and forward on how we focus on this particular serious financial obligation that we have in a very effective way. Thank you. WSTC?
Yes, for Maryland, I would just report that the Montgomery County Council had a hearing last night on WMATA. I participated and testified along with Member Porter, the interim general manager, Ms. Briqua, the deputy general manager, Mr. Troop. We reviewed every issue concerning WMATA under the sun that has made the papers in the last 6 months, safety, emergency response, red line improvements, service complaints on the red line, finances, need for a dedicated funding source, and some transportation policy experts looking forward as to where WMATA go from here. It was a long hearing, went from 6 to 9 p.m., but very informative, very rewarding. And if there's a transcript, I'll demand a copy of it and make sure all the board members receive a copy. Yes. Thank you.
NBPC budget?
I would like to announce that this is the 1 year celebration for the Silver Line.
Yes.
And so we will be in celebration this weekend for both Silver Line stations in the area, but also to acknowledge the success that we've seen out of all Wheelie Avenue and Tyson's Corner. And so it should be a great celebration and a great idea of continuing that as we get to phase two.
Look forward to celebrating with you, and great for the entire region, not just for Virginia. On behalf of the federal government, two legislative items I'd like to mention. I think as we speak, the Senate is intending to go to work on a transportation bill. They have to break a filibuster to do that, and it is not certain what the outcome of this will be. But at least there's evidence of some degree of progress. They have introduced in the Senate a six-year bill with 3 years' worth of funding, which is better than some of the other things we've seen. The House is not seemingly ready to go with this. They have introduced a means of keeping the programs going for 5 months for action in December. But step at a time, we think that's useful. It is a bill that has good but not excellent funding for transit, and I know that there's been some difficulty over that in the Senate, and members have been pushing towards that. The other, and I look to Mr. Bulger as my expert on this, but the Senate Finance Committee has reported out a bill covering tax extenders of various types, and it does include an extension of the, a renewal and extension of the parity between the parking benefit and the transit benefit, and we all have high hopes that that will become part of some immediate piece of legislation. The sooner it goes into effect, the sooner we might be able to capture some of calendar year 15, but certainly if it passes, we could have it in place and continuing throughout calendar year 16. And we know what a loss of that benefit has meant to our ridership. We certainly hope to recover, and I thank Mr. Bulger for his efforts on behalf of us.
Thanks, Senator Schumer.
Yes.
From New York.
My former senator, I'm always happy to thank. With that, I think we've reached the end of the agenda. I'm going to ask that we adjourn into executive session for a number of discussion items that were on our executive agenda. I'd also note that we may, probably will, be calling a special meeting of the board probably the 6th of August with respect to the financial statement, so we need to know the date first. And this would be in lieu of the 30th, which we've been holding till now. I wouldn't give that up. We might need a phone call during that time period. Yeah, I hope so.